Manx Radio's update with Beth Espy.
Well, first of all, good evening. Welcome to Update here on Manx Radio, a rundown of the day's main news. So coming up in the next half hour, Manx Care says it's finally making headway on dental waiting lists, aiming for everyone who needs a dentist to be seen by the end of March next year. Also tonight, there's a call to the public to stop placing bogus and prank orders at a Ramsay takeaway. With Remembrance Sunday just around the corner, we chat with the Royal British Legion about the vital work they do to honour and support veterans. And in Laxey, an upcoming art exhibition hopes to highlight how creativity can help people cope with stress. All that, the traffic, the travel, the weather as well. And if you'd like to get in touch, you can email studio@manxradio.com or text 166 177. We'll start with a roundup of the day's main news headlines with Christian Fastemai.
Manx Care says it's cut dental waiting lists by more than 75% since renegotiating its contracts with dental providers. In August, the health body announced new steps to address delays, with the list then standing at more than 6,000 people. Here's the chief exec, Theresa Cope.
Fundamentally, if everyone delivers against their contract, it will continue to mean we don't have waiting lists, but it will mean there's a recurrent increasing expenditure of around £700,000.
It's hoped an exhibition in Laxey will show the importance of for art for those dealing with stress. Perspectives at Hodgson Loom Gallery features work from those who've served in the armed forces. And the Isle of Man netball team have lost their fifth straight game at the Sing Life Nations Cup against table toppers Kenya. The Manx Rams were beaten 59-33 by the defending champions in their final group game of the competition. In the latest international news, an Algerian sex offender has been heard shouting and swearing as he was arrested following his wrongful release from prison.
Mate, are you Ibrahim?
I think. Yeah. The guy you're looking for, he went right away now with the lion bite.
In exclusive Sky News footage, officers held up photos to 24-year-old Brahim Kador Sharif's face as he was detained. He was let out in error 9 days ago from Wandsworth in South London. Some breaking news. Joey Barton's been found guilty of sending grossly offensive social media posts. The former footballer's been convicted of 6 counts at Liverpool Crown Court. And a £1.6 billion takeover's been proposed, which would see a big chunk of ITV owned by Sky. We're told it's early days, though. Those are the update news headlines next at 6.
Thank you very much indeed, Christian. Now the weather brought to you by Manx Glass and Glazing. So, cloudy with occasional outbreaks of rain, a moderate to fresh southeast wind. That rain is going to clear overnight. It'll be dry tomorrow with sunny spells gradually developing, mainly moderate southwest winds and top temperatures around 14. It's going to be pretty wet though to start on Sunday and a strong southerly wind as well, but it will become dry from early afternoon with a few sunny intervals. There's still that yellow weather warning for coastal overtopping. That's in place until 2:30 tomorrow morning. The usual areas, exposed coasts and promenades around the next two high tides. The next one is 12:30 this evening.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674 573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
At Zed's Bedding, we know spills, pets and kids can be tough on mattresses. Our waterproof or quilted protectors shield against everyday mess while adding comfort. Simple, effective mattress protection. Clean, fresh and longer lasting. At Zed's Bedding Ramsey.
If you run a small business or just need more room in the back, Dillshaw Vehicles has the perfect van or light commercial for all your needs and can sort out any finance. Based in the Tremode Estate, view fillshorevehicles.im or call 49 51 49.
Visit Ramsey Art Gallery for a fabulous range of top brand watches and stunning gold and silver jewellery, gifts for all occasions and of course our gallery of prints and original artworks. Find all this and more at Ramsey Art Gallery Jewellers and Engravers opposite the RNLI shop.
Cork Hill Storage. Call Cork Hill Removals and Storage today. We'll store your goods day after day. Safe and secure around the clock. When it comes to storage, we do the lot. Click CorkHillRemovals.com.
You're listening to Update here on Manx Radio, 4:05 past 5. Well, dental waiting lists have been one of the most persistent pressure points for Manx Care over the past 2 years, with thousands of island residents struggling to access routine treatment and children waiting years for a place with an NHS dentist. But now, the organisation says it's finally turned a corner. Here's Manx Care's Chief Executive Theresa Cope speaking to the Social Affairs Policy Review Committee.
The process has been those individuals on the waiting list are in in the process of being written to, being allocated, and the waiting list has now reduced to 1,500.
Just going to the contracts then and the change in the working relationship, how have they been altered? How long did those negotiations take?
The key thing in this was being able to offer an increased value to the unit of dental activity. And in return for that, we wanted them to agree to take these patients to be able to reduce the waiting list. As I say, it's money that we have had to really carefully consider whether we could afford to spend. But we know from the discussions with dental practices and what had happened in previous years that, you know, it was just not viable or competitive for our dentists to do as much NHS activity as what we'd specified or asked them to do as part of their contract. So they were under-delivering against the contract.
How will that affect Manx Care's budgeting in future years?
So it will be a recurrent uplift in budget needed. We made provision for in this financial year. It was part of our attempt to create more budget for out of hospital and for our mandate priorities. We will need to factor that into our budget planning next year, because fundamentally, if everyone delivers against their contract, it will continue to mean we don't have waiting lists, but it will mean there's a recurrent increasing expenditure of around £700,000 a year, which we need to make provision for.
That's Manx Care's Chief Executive Theresa Cope. You can find more on that story at manxradio.com. 6.5 minutes past five. Now, an immigration fraudster who is part of a wider organised crime group faking job offer letters and certificates of entry into the Isle of Man in the UK has been jailed. BBC Isle of Man reports that 25-year-old Sagar June charged a woman £25,000 based on a non-existent job offer between the 1st of March 2022 and the 30th of June 2023 in a plot to unlawfully enable her entry into the UK. Lewis Foster has the details.
The victim, who believed it was a genuine offer and that she was gaining legal entry, had been introduced to June through her brother and was told he could help her get a visa. Jailing the 25-year-old for 3 years and 5 months, Deemster Sandeep Kainth said June was part of a group that aimed to manipulate and exploit the immigration system. The woman, who arrived in the UK in 2022, had been offered a job at a sham company called Destiny Manpower Consultancy, which was based in Douglas. In a victim impact statement read to the court, the woman said she and her husband were living in a one-bedroom apartment, sleeping on the floor, and there was no heating for 5 or 6 months, which was accommodation provided by another member of the organised crime group. She said she was initially scared to go to the immigration service or police for fear that she would be deported, the court heard. It was like hell, she said. We had been abandoned in a completely new country and left with nothing. June was arrested on the 17th of June 2024 after being stopped at a UK airport and flown back to the Isle of Man. He initially denied the offences but pleaded guilty on the 21st of October to conspiracy to assist unlawful immigration to a member state or the UK, describing himself in his basis of plea as the facilitator. He denied creating falsified documents for the visa application, which was accepted by the court. June, who is an Indian national, was initially granted a student visa and was subsequently on a skilled worker visa, which was due to span from 2023 to 2028. A 5-year exclusion order has been issued to him, banning him from entering the island after his prison sentence, and he'll be deported to India once he's released. Deemster Kainth said June had charged the victim wildly excessive fees, given her false hope, and pestered her for money. Commenting after June was convicted, Justice and Home Affairs Minister Jane Paul Wilson said it sent a clear message. The Isle of Man will not tolerate the abuse of its immigration system. We are committed to protecting the integrity of our borders and ensuring that those who seek to exploit others for personal gain are brought to justice.
Lewis Foster reporting. Well, the police have also issued a release in relation to this case today. They say Operation Helios is a criminal investigation department-led investigation into an organised crime group that targeted the Isle of Man's immigration system. The senior investigating officer, Chief Inspector Stephen Berry, says the operation was launched in February 2023, a complex and challenging investigation. It was led by the criminal investigation department, working closely with colleagues from the Isle of Man Immigration Service. This conviction, they they say, is a testament to the hard work and dedication of all those officers and partner agencies involved. Our shared commitment is to safeguard vulnerable individuals and to ensure the Isle of Man remains a safe and secure place to live, aligned with securing our island strategy. It is 5:10. Now, you might have seen online this week there were some images shared from the Point of Air of a seal with something caught around its neck. Well, a photograph was taken by John Griffiths, who told Lewis that he didn't spot the animal was injured until he was looking back at his images later on.
You sometimes get some great ones with the seals where they're waving at you and that sort of stuff. So, to be honest, I was looking to see if there are any nice images like that. And I zoomed in on one, which was really nice and sort of sharp and focused. But as I got in closer, I suddenly realised that one of the seals really didn't look well at all, and it was quite sort of misshaped, really, and unfortunately seemed to have some sort of kit, you know, whether it was metal or plastic, but something around its neck and very, very tight. It was a little bit shocking, and I was very, very sad to see the state that one of the seals was in. It does just remind you how vulnerable these creatures are. They look incredibly powerful. They look as though they're succeeding massively up at the Point of Air. But each of the individuals are very vulnerable, and they're vulnerable to human activity at the end of the day. And it's a timely reminder, isn't it, really?
That is photographer John Griffiths. We should say at this point, actually, John is an experienced photographer. He was using a long-range zoom lens on his camera from a safe distance, so he's well away from the seals. Well, the Manx Wildlife Trust says it's aware of this animal, but sadly, there's not much that they can do about it, as Marine Officer Lara Howe explains.
It's clearly an adult, so any attempt at rescue would be very dangerous and needs to be considered very carefully and would need to be done by professionals. So we're talking about getting, if the opportunity arose, getting somebody over from the UK. So BDMLR do a lot of rescues for cetaceans, so our whales and dolphins as well as our seals. We'd be looking to get the experts over to do this because we wouldn't want to injure the individual seal itself or any of the other seals that are obviously hauled up in that area. We know the Point of Air is really busy and popular place for seals now to haul up. We've had pups there this year as well, so obviously we're very conscious of not interfering whilst the pups are there as well. And of course, injuries to ourselves. Adult seals are very large and very heavy, and risk to individuals would be quite high, which is why we would have to have professional help. It's very difficult to say what the prognosis is. It could live with this for quite some time, or it might not. But obviously, it's not good that any wild animal has anything around its neck. But obviously, should that animal continue to grow and get larger, that ring around its neck is not going to get bigger with it. So ultimately, the prognosis is probably not very good.
That is Marine Officer with the Manx Wildlife Trust, Lara Howe there. Well, the Trust is reminding people that during pupping season, keep your distance from any seal pups that may be out of the water on the island's beaches or anywhere along the coastline. It is 5:13, and we are approaching Remembrance Sunday and, of course, Armistice Day on Tuesday. And it's that time of year when you'll no doubt have spotted many people sporting red poppies. The island's annual poppy appeal typically raises an exceptional amount of money for the Royal British Legion, supporting veterans, service members and their families who are in need. Well, Jim Cottier is the chair of the Isle of Man branch of the Royal British Legion. He's been talking to Christy and saying why this is the most crucial time of the year for him.
As a poppy organiser myself for Castletown, yes, it is. You have to order from Aylesbury. That takes weeks to arrive. When it all arrives, you've got to sort out, make sure you've got all the right stuff in place. And the launch took place last Saturday morning, so poppies are out there now for the next fortnight.
And we have a very generous public, don't we?
We have a wonderful generous public. There hasn't been a national poppy award for 3 years now, but prior to that, the Isle of Man won the national poppy award for 44, I repeat that number, 44 consecutive years. And the reason for that is it's based on money per capita. And on the Isle of Man, last year we raised £130,000. The year before that was £154,000. We raise well above the national average, and that's how we win this award.
And what would you say are some of the things that you get out of the experience with working with the Legion?
I get the satisfaction. Well, it's a bit poignant in some ways because I lost mates in Northern Ireland. And I just feel that I should at least try and honour them by working. Sorry. I just feel I should honour them by carrying on working for an organisation that still helps the armed forces.
You do a stellar job, Jim. You do a stellar job, as is proven by the amount of money that this organisation has raised. And you must be very proud of what you've been able to do with
them. Well, I'm pleased that the Isle of Man gives so much support towards the Royal British Legion, and long may it live.
What an amazing man. Jim Cottier, chair of the Isle of Man branch of the Royal British Legion, talking to Christy. There's a video of that on the Manx Radio Facebook page.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Nothing to report on the police pages and all OK down at the airport. Looking at the steam packet, the Manxman due in at around about 5:30 and will be heading out for Heysham again at 7:30. For the full roundup of all the traffic and travel and all the roadworks, just go to manxradio.com and click on our traffic hub.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Quayside.
5:16. There's been a lot of talk about medicinal cannabis on the Isle of Man in recent years. Firstly, the granting of licences, allowing companies to grow the product here. Then the ability for people to collect prescriptions at dedicated pharmacies. Well, now plans have been announced for the island's first designated adult-only space for people with consumption passes who'd like to take their prescription cannabis through vaporisation. Now, it's hoped the Green Lounge, a wellbeing and creative space, will be opening on Parliament Street in Ramsey before the end of this year. And there are plans for a second branch in Peel as well. Owners Daisy May Green and Maria Bostock have been talking to Chanel.
It's definitely not an Amsterdam feel. So everyone over the age of 18 will be allowed into the lounge. However, only verified consumption pass holders will be able to consume their cannabis medication on site, and that will be by vaporizer only.
It's a consumption pass, and all the details for that will be rolled out via our social channels over the next few days. We're about a month off from opening in Peel, as it's been mentioned a couple of times on the post, but we do want to clarify that that was not any fault of ours or the owners, but we're very happy to see that the building is up and running now, because it's an absolute statement for Peel. There are a lot of landlords out there that did want us, but they didn't have accessible bathrooms, they weren't close to a bus route.
We obviously, as patients, have guidelines that we have to follow with our prescription. We do feel that by following our regulations that we've instilled within the lounge and our code of conduct and things like that, that we can break the misconceptions and along break the stigma at the same time. And we are one of our main focuses is drug harm reduction. We will work hard to kind of not just reduce the stigma with medicinal cannabis, but hopefully make a dent in the recreational use and bring that lower as well.
So if I came in and I didn't have a prescription or anything, would I still be allowed to sit in?
When it comes to vaporization, the risks of secondhand smoke are extremely minimal, especially compared to actual smoking. So to sit there, you wouldn't be affected by the air quality or anything. It will be a safe environment, and we will have adequate ventilation in the property, as well as lots and lots of plants that will help to filter our air as well.
That are the owners of the Green Lounge there, Daisy May Green and Maria Bostock, talking to Chanel. 5:18. Well, a Ramsey-based Indian takeaway is urging people to stop making bogus and prank orders. The Ramsey Curry King posted an image on social media showing a £50 fake order, saying it's becoming increasingly common, with three incidents in the past week alone. Director Sandeep Singh has been talking to Christian.
Last time what happened, somebody gave the wrong address for delivery. And we went there and they say they didn't order.
Does that have big financial consequences on the business? I think the receipt you posted yesterday was about £50.
Yes, £50. But if it's continuous, it will be the big thing. If every week, if you're getting it, will be big, isn't it? Because that food is wastage for me.
And do you know if other takeaway businesses are also having similar prank calls?
Yes, I'm sure, because last time when I went there, it's not me went there, somebody else takeaway came as well, and she said she didn't order, but somebody ordered in her name from two takeaways.
Yeah,
they're trying to do, because I went yesterday to the takeaway and asked them. They said yes, they got a few days ago as well.
Naturally, some people would say perhaps it's a good idea to take the payment over the phone before making it.
Yes, yeah. But the thing is, you never know that somebody says the order and they come and, you know, pick you up. 99% people do they like this. I spoke to other guy about the takeaway, but they nobody can do anything, you know. If you go online, there's two options. You can pay by same time or you can pay on collection. You can't ask everybody to pay online, then you cannot take the order. Many people, they don't want to pay online. They want to collect and they want to pay at the same time.
That is director of the Ramsay Curry King, Sandeep Singh, talking to Christian there. Just gone 20 past five. Well, despite being unsettled, the total rainfall in October was actually, would you believe, slightly below the long-term average for the month. It's according to the Ronaldsway Met Office, which has just published its latest report, and Siobhan has the details.
The experts say the 3rd of October, that was during Storm Amy, was the wettest day of the month, with 13.6 millimetres logged at Ronaldsway, but there were significantly higher levels seen over central parts of the island. Across the month, 88 millimetres was collected, which is below the 100 millimetre average normally seen. The mean 24-hour temperature came to 11.8 degrees Celsius, which is slightly above the long-term average, mainly due to mild nights. Alongside being the wettest day, the 3rd of October was also the warmest, with a temperature of 17.2 degrees Celsius recorded. There were no frosts across the month. The cloud also kept the nights mild, but meant sunshine hours were well below normal at just 50.8 hours, which is only half the average. The best day was the 22nd with 7.5 hours. The mean wind speed over the month was 13.4 knots, which is close to the average. Obviously, Storm Amy was the main wind event of the month, with gusts of up to 59 knots, that's 68 miles per hour, recorded at Ronaldsway. There were 4 days with gales in total, with another windy spell at the end of the month.
Siobhan Fletcher reporting there. I don't know about you, but it felt like it did not stop raining at all in October, but clearly it did. 22 minutes past five. Now, it's hoped an exhibition in Laxey will show the importance of art for those dealing with stress and who are facing challenges. It's called Perspectives and includes work from those who use Rock to Recovery. Now, that's a charity that supports those who've served in the armed forces and their families as well. Heather Melvin from the charity and Julia Ashby-Smythe from the gallery have both been talking to Howard Kane.
Heather came to me from Rock to Recovery about a year ago, 18 months, and said, I've got an idea. That's where this came from. The importance of art, how it can help people who are dealing with stress and challenging times, how art can act as a vehicle when you can't find the words. You can use art to express just what you're going through. And the art here is created by people who use the services from Rock to Recovery. So it's a very different exhibition from what we normally do. But I've heard people coming out going, wow, that's really moved me. Or it just wasn't, I just never knew about that. So it's certainly given a lot to think about and is a wonderful exhibition. So I would hope that everybody would come down and have a look at it. And you can come in and draw yourself a tree or put some nice seeds of thought and positivity for us to plant afterwards.
So there is interactivity.
Yes, you can have a bit of fun in amongst what is really incredibly moving. There are two interactive areas that you can be part of.
You had the original idea then, Heather. So that was basically to put in this sort of, as you say, this exhibition, which is clearly a beautiful art exhibition in itself, but with these hidden meanings and the interactivity which Julia was mentioning.
Yes, indeed. We've got lots of clients who have various different ways of how they help them get through what they're experiencing. And in particular, one client used art to help them through lots of difficult times. And he was very keen on being able to exhibit his work to help other people.
That is Heather Melvin from Rock to Recovery. And we also heard from Julia Ashby-Smythe there. That exhibition in Laxey, it's on until the 15th of November. And you can hear more about it in the latest episode of Spotlight, which is available now as a podcast on the Manx Radio website. Just coming up to 24 and a half minutes past five, we're going to take a look at some sports news now with Darren Timpson. Fastamai,
and we'll start in football, where local action returns this weekend with defending Canada Life Men's Premier League champions Peel facing fellow Westerners. They head to St John's United, with Peel knowing a win tomorrow could take them up as high as second, and with at least one game in hand on the four teams currently above them. Elsewhere, undefeated leaders Corinthians host Rushden United, second place Laxey on a rest week, and Onken in third will be aiming to get back to winning ways against Douglas Old Boys. In Division 2, the second's top tier sides, well, Castletown and Colby, return to action after both had a rest week 6 days ago. Castletown hosts Maloo in a southern derby, whilst Colby are on home soil against winless Douglas and District. On to Sunday, and the Canada Life Women's League takes a break with the Floodlit Cup taking centre stage. Rushden United face Onken before Union Mills take on Douglas Royal, with both matches being held at the ball. In rugby, and all four teams return to action in their domestic leagues. In the Regional 2 Northwest, 4th place Douglas face 3rd place Vale of Loon at Portachie. Meanwhile, Vagabonds and Ramsey are both on the road tomorrow in the County 3 ADM Lancashire Cheshire. Vagas have a tie against Hoylake, and Ramsey take on Fleetwood. Elsewhere, Vagabonds women play Winnington Park in the women's NC2 North South. On to hockey, the race for mixed titles is heating up with 3 games left. Premier League leaders Backers A could actually wrap up the title this weekend if they beat Harlequins A. However, they would need a draw between Valkyries A and Castletown Celts to seal it. You can see all the fixtures this weekend on manxradio.com. And in netball, the Manx Rams' time in Singapore will come to an end tomorrow. They played their final group game against table toppers Kenya today, losing 59-33 in the Sing Life Nations Cup. The Manx side's overall finishing place will be determined tomorrow as they battle Singapore A for a 5th-6th playoff spot. The teams met earlier in the competition, with the A side taking a 1-point victory.
Thank you very much indeed, Darren. Well, that is pretty much all from Update this evening. As ever, if you want to see the latest and all the top stories we're talking about, just head over to the Manx Radio website. We've got the newscast section there as well, so the longer forms of the interviews that we don't get to play all on air are there as well. Coming up next is the Friday Sport Preview, and Ben Cunningham is sitting in for Rob this evening. He's literally ready to go, absolutely raring, so he'll be looking at what's happening sports-wise this weekend. Then at 6.30, it's Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley. Jumping in with the Kane brothers, Howard and Chris is with you from 9, and then Dave Moore will be here with After Hours from 10. So whatever you're doing this evening and over the weekend, have a good one. An update will be back with you at 5 on Monday.